Hi, you're listening to Radio 1, and this is Lauren Fisher. My guest today is Valerie Fisher. You may think that we are sisters from our surnames, but we aren't even relatives. Valerie works for the Guide Dogs Organization, which is one of the largest training centers of dogs for blind people in the country, and is here to tell us more about it.
Hi. Well, the Guide Dogs Organization was founded in 1931, and I've been in the organization since 1991.
Oh, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, where does the organization get money? Do you receive any government funding?
To be honest, we cannot function without the money we get from the general public. We've asked the government to support us financially a few times, but so far without any success. So the money from the public is the only money we get.
But there are also other ways to help, aren't there?
Sure. You can become a temporary owner of a guide dog puppy, which means that it will live at your home for some time, and you will take care of it. As soon as the puppy has its first birthday, it goes to our dog training school for formal training.
And how about the costs?
The organization provides all the necessary equipment and veterinary care for free. As our puppies need special dry dog food, we provide it to the temporary owners at no cost, too. However, if they need to buy some extra dog food themselves, they keep the receipts and then come to us to get their money back.
Is it true that you have taken care of nearly 20 puppies so far?
Actually, in over 20 years, I've raised 22 puppies.
Really? And isn't it difficult to send the puppy you've taken care of to the dog training school?
Well, it's true that when the puppy has to leave, it makes a lot of temporary owners sad. But I have opposite feelings. I always think how proud I am of the job my puppy will be doing as a fully trained guide dog.
And we also need to mention the age limits.
Yes, you have to be 18 plus to become a temporary guide dog puppy owner. But we also welcome people age 16 plus if they just want to walk some guide dogs.
Thank you, Valerie. And I think now it's time for listeners' questions.